Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Tommy John. Oh, boy. I'm wearing mine right now. I love my Tommy John. I traveled my Tommy John. Wearing my Tommy John undershirts up on stage now. Put the hoodie over there because I work up a little froth on stage, and I'll sweat up my shirt when I'm up there for an hour performing. Dries in between shows. That's wonderful. Has a quick draw fly. Saves tons of time fumbling for your junk down there. Lightweight, breathable underwear. Limited edition outdoorsy prints are perfect for dad. Plus, exclusive Father's Day gift sets. Oh, yeah. Featuring long loungewear, apparel, and additional underwear styles. The stuff is best. It doesn't ride up. It's great if you work out. It's great if you cycle or you're on a rowing machine or treadmill, whatever. Get your gifts. Remember, the limited edition collections are going to sell out fast. Tommy John. Let's go, Dawson.
Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to save 20% on your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show brought to you by TommyJohn.com/Adam and SimplySafeAdam.com. Thank you, Gina Grad.
Well, with all the news and all the headlines, this might not technically be the top story, but coming off Rotten Tomatoes, it's pretty important. Rotten Tomatoes will now make you prove you bought a ticket before reviewing the movie. It's a dramatic change, changing its audience score methodology for movies, according to Variety. The site's standard user rating will now reflect only moviegoers who can prove they bought a ticket to see it in the theater.
Oh, they're owned by Fandango. What a coincidence.
Hold on. We'll get there. It's another troll-fighting move by Rotten Tomatoes, sure, designed to curb coordinated review bombs, which there are, aimed at pushing down the audience score for films that people who dislike the movie for various reasons, usually unrelated to the actual quality of the movie. But as Brian said, it's also a way for Fandango, which owns Rotten Tomatoes now, to drive more ticket sales because, right now anyway, the only way users can have their ratings count is if it is through a Fandango purchase.
I am surprised.
Color Brian shocked.
Well, we're going to have to.
It's a win-win for them.
There's the problem with the rating system in general. My IMDb rating has gone down because I've been trolled. It's just like you
got too comfortable.
If you look at what the score is, if you look at the breakdown of my stand-up special on IMDb, you'll see it'll be like, I don't know, 135, 10 stars or 130, 10 stars or something. Then it's like 12, 9 stars. And then it's like 3, you know, 7 stars and 3. And then you get to 1 star and there's 10. So it's like, okay, you've screwed up the goddamn
algorithm.
You've screwed up the rhythm, and anyone can do it. So it's, oh, sorry, Max, but you don't have to remove it that fast. I mean, it's just a show logo.
Right.
So if you look at it, you go, all right, 117, 10, 12, 9, 7, 8. Like, it's making sense at that point. And 2, 7, 1, 6, 1, 5. 4, 4, 2, 3, and then you get to 1, and then it jumps up to 10, which then brings your score down because there's some assholes, or they don't like me, or like whatever. Yeah. It's fine, but at a certain point, since everyone's an asshole, and everyone can just troll anyone's number down to anything they want, we're going to have an algorithm that says, if you have an overwhelming number of nines and tens, and then it just starts trickling down till you get to, you know, fours and fives. You can't then have a huge number of ones. Like, that is, that's a troll, and it kind of flies in the face of a system. because you have a system so people can go, I'd like to judge the quality of that. But if you have people that are pissed off or don't like you that goes, fuck it, I'm just going to anonymously give them a one, then you fuck the whole thing up. Yeah. And I feel the same way. We weren't at that place in a society a few years ago, but we're kind of there now that we need to figure out how to adjust for these things. Well, and I don't know how you do it. I just think if you look, I guess if you looked at a, if it was a bakery and you just went like, oh, most people give it 5 stars, but some people give it 4 stars and a couple people give it 3 stars. If you then saw a whole bunch of people gave it a 1 star, you'd be like, we got to thin that herd out.
That's not bakery.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Those are just disgruntled people who hate food and themselves. So you just got to, with a special like yours, which we know is a solid 73. Sorry. I didn't even know there were ratings, by the way, on IMDb. That's what I was looking up. I was trying to figure out how bad mine was. Because if you have trolls, I definitely in the past must have.
Oh, everyone's going to have people who disagree with them. And everyone's going to have haters and trolls. And there's no such thing as going out and giving your opinion and not having people who disagree with it.
Sure.
I completely, and that's their prerogative, and I'm fine with that. We then need to now create a system that works with those people, because they can now just go online and just ruin the score of whatever you got.
Right.
And
since everything's user generated, we're not looking to assist Ebert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now some more of the top stories. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been indicted on 17 counts of violating the Espionage Act. The Justice Department said Thursday that WikiLeaks founder has been indicted. And as for Assange's part in acquiring and posting classified diplomatic and military documents in 2010. Assange is currently battling extradition in London related to a previous count for hacking that was filed by federal prosecutors in Northern Virginia. The latest charges...
It's a rich man, poor man move, battling extradition.
Yeah.
Could be the poor guy who's we're trying to get out of Mexico so we can take him to Texas and kill him because he killed that elderly woman at the bus stop. Or
it could
be
a dictator.
Be the dictator. Like, battling extradition is not a middle class move.
No. The focus of the case is the hundreds of thousands of State Department files leaked by one-time Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning and Assange's role in that.
I can't figure out why. Why do we not... Chelsea Manning got pardoned because they were undergoing sexual reassignment surgery or something? Was that like this person smuggled a bunch of fucking secrets out of the Pentagon or the U.S. Army, or whatever? And then it was like, oh, she's struggling with her sexuality. Leave her be. We're not sure what prison to put her in, so give her a break. Like, the Chelsea Manning, I don't think ever went to prison. Or was pardoned or whatever.
For very, very quick time. Very quick turnaround.
I don't get our relationship with the law and secrets and military. And there are things you do that get you put in the stockade for 20 years. And then there's like, I don't know, there was some guy like was on a submarine and he took a picture of some components or pose and tweeted out. Right. That guy got shit canned and fucked over and everything. And then there's Chelsea Manning. And I think... it was because he was in the process of becoming a she, and we were sort of like, oh, let's not, because you don't want the, you don't want it to, you never want it to look like you're punishing somebody who is in the woke community, because then you're going to get fucked up too. So if Chelsea Manning is just some dude with a buzz cut from Arkansas, you fucking throw him in the stockade and throw away the keys. But Chelsea Manning was transitioning? I'd like to talk to Chelsea Manning's parents and go, your kid's got a lot of range. Stealing military secrets and hiding their cock and balls. Like,
it's very similar when you think about it.
It is a crazy, like, you want to talk about multitasking.
The ultimate secret.
So what you're saying is I should probably commit a lot of crimes right now and then get a penis.
Yeah. What I'm saying is save the transition.
Okay, until you get busted for something.
Speaking of Trump, I don't think it's good. We gotta get more Obama. Hillary, something like that. Get somebody in there who's woke, then start the transition.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll wait.
Okay.
Manning was held for 62 days. But Manning stole a bunch of military secrets. Why was Chelsea Manning pardoned, or
she was commuted?
Why?
Good reasonable doubt topic.
Believe me, this is a woke community thing going on. You don't commute
which you don't hear about a lot when you're talking about military secrets and espionage.
Right, but this is a bizarre thing where the person is transitioning while they're getting into trouble for stealing military secrets. So it's like, what was Chelsea accused of, or what?
I'm still reading up on this.
All right. Anyway.
All right. Well, Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein, you know, the Me Too movement's poster boy, basically settled several lawsuits from women who accused him of sexual misconduct. Mm. They initially wanted $90 million, but that deal fell apart. They settled on $44 million. About $30 million will go to a pool of plaintiffs that include alleged victims, creditors of Mr. Weinstein's former studio, some former employees. The balance would go to the legal fees for associates of Weinstein. Oh. Including board members named as defendants in the lawsuit.
Adam, maybe you finally see some money from the Hammer.
Yeah, they bought that. Paid us.
That's
so
right.
I was raped
You're
by Weinstein as well.
Absolutely. This is a civil suit. And in New York, Weinstein still faces criminal charges brought by two women. One accused him of raping her in his hotel room, and the other described a forcible sex act. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. And more than 80 women have accused him of wrongdoing.
Where's the hot designer model wife? I feel like I could pick up some pieces. Who's she gonna? She's gotta end up with some celebrity or something, right?
Peter Bogdanovich.
Yeah.
She's actually dating right now.
Yeah, she's gonna end up, because she's obviously was attracted to Weinstein, not because she was attracted to Weinstein.
Yeah, no.
She was powerful, Hollywood, whatever. Yeah. By the way, that's kind of what you get when you marry a pig who's rich.
Yeah.
To be honest, this guy is a piece of shit. You're hot, young, successful. What are you with him for? Let's say Harvey Weinstein was a long-haul trucker. Would she be hanging out with him? Or is he just your sort of ticket into every event and every opening and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, every premiere and everything? But anyway, she's got to end up with somebody who's in the band, right?
Right.
I mean, she likes Hollywood. She likes the scene.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't have been with him if she didn't like the scene. So who's she going to be with? I'll go behind the scenes, but power player.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll go Bob Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Slide right over.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Got to change the name of the checks.
No. Or the towels.
Your social security card.
Mm. Wonder if we could get Chelsea Manning's dad together with Bo Bergdahl's dad. Mm. That's the guy who went AWOL.
Right, yeah.
And just have a chat about just what happened here, fellas.
About patriotism?
Yeah. How'd this work? What's going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd we get here?
All right, sorry. You have any Chelsea Manning stories?
Yeah, so an update is she was jailed again for 62 days this year for refusing to testify before a grand jury against Assange. But she was imprisoned from 2010 to 2017. She had a 35-year sentence. But Obama commuted her. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know why you commute, but anyway.
Well, on the other side of Harvey Weinstein, there's Jeffrey Rush. He has won $2 million.
He did?
In a defamation case.
Oh, really?
Yes. He is richer after winning that case against Australia's Nationwide News. According to BBC News, the judgment was the largest ever defamation payout to a single person in Australia. Rush sued the media company after the Daily Telegraph, which it publishes, ran a story accusing him of sexually harassing actress Erin Jean Norville, who co-starred with him in an Australian production of King Lear, which, of course, they made the headline King Lear, L-E-E-R, a few years back.
Clever.
He denied the allegations. Australia's Justice Michael Wigney called the reporting a recklessly irresponsible piece of sensational journalism. Now, Rush was actually seeking $20 million. He got $2 million, but he won. He said, this is insane, and it didn't happen, and you shouldn't have reported it.
You know what's terrible? As you started reading that, I thought you were going to say Jeffrey Ross.
Because
Ross is someone who I can definitely see sexually harassing somebody. No, he could not. Just kidding, Jeffrey. Love you.
Yes, he's a very sensitive man.
He really is, isn't he?
Well, for I will say, out of all the comedians and most of the human beings I know, he is, when I say thin-skinned, that sounds like a pejorative. I don't mean it that way. I just mean
he's sensitive.
Sure, he's more sensitive, and he's further away from his roasting persona than you would ever imagine personally. He's very sincere, and he's very sweet.
Right.
But he's a real earnest guy.
But here's the problem. He's never going to get that $2 million.
No, Rush he's
never,
or Ross?
Ross, because he's never sexually harassed anyone, and I don't like it. I say give him $2 million for not sexually harassing somebody.
You. But in the arena of comedians, you know, giving shit to other comedians, he can take it.
Oh, God, yeah. But I think about sensitive offstage.
Yeah, got it.
Well, it's like Rickles. Remember when Rickles, Newhart used to say, because they were best friends, mm-hmm. Newhart would be like, I'm the a-hole in real life. Rickles is the nice guy. So I think it's that whole demeanor of how mean you are on stage is inversely proportionate to how nice you are off stage.
If I can talk about Lisa like she's not here, you were known as the queen of mean for so long.
Yeah.
The handful of times I had the opportunity to meet you back then, it was like, Lisa's like the nicest person. She's so sweet.
Oh,
like,
I really am. I was very intimidated,
very scared to meet you.
Yeah, I remember the first time I came in here when you were here. You know, I didn't think you'd be here a second time. But I'm like, why'd she stick around?
No,
I'm just kidding. Of course.
I may have curtsied. I was very afraid
of
you.
It was cute. But yeah, I think you can't do that kind of comedy like Jeff Ross or I used to do, like where you're just so mean on stage and come off and be that same douche the whole time.
Well,
nobody wants to go see that guy twice.
Let's delve into this, because now we found the inverse to my Rosie Ellen argument.
Oh my God, I've had that argument for years too. Wait, the thing about them probably not being that nice off stage and being nice on stage?
I was driving to a thing over the hill the other day, and if you pull, maybe you can find this, Max Zapata, but if you drive along Olive or whatever, and you pass in front of the studio over there, and I think Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. over there, and you see all the pictures of the shows, the Disney shows. Sure. Ellen is dragging a giant heart.
Oy vey.
I won't name any names, but I have talked to people who worked with Ellen closely, and I said, how's it working with Ellen? And the fella said, worst person I've ever met.
Wow.
And I said, worst person you've ever worked for? And said, no, worst person, just worst person. That was their recollection.
Wow.
I've found that most of her staff is scared. Every time you do her show, they're all scared. So I've always said that Rosie, Ellen, dancing, Cutie Patootie, Chub Club, and all that stuff. There's laughs, big heart. Ellen, why are there hearts? Why is there dancing and hearts everywhere? Like, in terms of like comedy, you know what I mean? Like, you're a comedian. You're a rich comedian. What's the emphasis on hugging a giant heart and doing the whatever? Okay, it's just a big picture, Ellen, hugging a heart. Why are we pushing that narrative so strong? I mean, what I'm saying is like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel just like, I'm funny. Like, the whole thing is funny, not here's who I am.
I think it's overcompensation for what they really are and on the inside.
Yes.
And I mean, if you, I'm not to talk about myself, but if you look at my website, it's still, even though I'm a coach and leader now, it's like I have still the funny pose with the like I'm going to strangle you thing, because we don't have to freaking say look how freaking nice I am. Can you imagine if I had freaking little namastes all over the place? I'd want to shoot myself. But these broads, my father used to say when Rosie came out of the closet, but came out on TV, I'd be like, oh, isn't that great? And he goes, there's something about her. I bet she's mean.
Well,
so I think people can see
guy.
It.
Yes, me thinks thou danceth too much. That's what I'm saying. And so I used to tell people, and they'd laugh. People laugh at me. I tell them, I'm fucking serious.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of horrible, racially based jokes that I wouldn't tell if I was a racist.
Of course.
I tell jokes because I'm not a racist, and I tell jokes about my kids. I make fun of my kids all the time because I love my kids. If I felt like I didn't really like them or I felt like I was racist, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
And you and Jeff Ross and Don Rickles can say whatever you want and be the meanest person in the world because you feel like you know you're kind.
Yeah.
You know you're a nice person. And so you have license to do that.
Right.
If you think about some of the other people they feel something different inside mm-hmm. of them, and they don't feel they have license to do yeah. that. In fact, they have license to dance and drag along novelty-sized hearts.
Well, I have one thing to say first.
By the way, that's not
Ellen.
A Valentine's Day promotion.
No, that's for
that's
MA.
Just Ellen. Yeah. It's just Ellen,
first
giant
of all,
heart.
She should stop dragging my heart around. Just had to give that because I saw Stevie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, isn't that Stevie Nicks too?
Yeah, it is.
But here's how I feel. Is that, boy, now after that great pun, I forgot what I was going to say.
She has heart sunglasses.
Let's bask
too.
In the pun.
Right, right.
Sorry.
Yeah, she has hearts for eyes.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But you know what confuses me, though? Because I just read Howard's book, and he loves both of them. He says they're great offstage. Oh, and I hate to be, I would never disagree with Howard. He must know them better. But I don't know. There's that little thing inside they seem to be hiding.
I have only one thought, which is, it's the same thing I feel about people when they're wearing too much jewelry or like a fake
yeah.
Rolex or even
yeah.
a real Rolex right. or they drive a convertible Bentley. I'm always like, why are you trying to make me feel a certain way? What's going on with you that you need me
yeah.
to think a way about you? Other than, you know, good deeds, good conversation, mm-hmm. good whatever. Like, why are you working so hard? Man. At this. Mm. And that's my thought. And I feel the same way when I see, you know, dudes wearing the stupid boots and the super tight this and the whatever that. I'm just, or the man bun or the way too many bracelets
Mandalas
on a 47-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you trying to get me to think
well,
this
I don't
way?
Think you like anyone who tries too hard at anything, meaning just be yourself. You know what I mean? You have a hard work ethic, and that's all you got to do. Be nice to people. Have some heart. Do some service. But why are you trying to manipulate? We don't like being manipulated.
That's right.
You know, the other day, you know, I started getting I can't believe I'm even saying this on the air. I started getting these spray tans a couple weeks ago because I do this ballroom dancing. So you have to.
You have to.
And because, you know, you don't want your legs to look terrible under your dresses. Listen to this. I'm cheap now because I'm not a comic anymore. I saved a lot of money, but I still don't throw money around like I used to because I always used to stay at the Peninsula, greatest hotel on the planet. But now I go, hey, you know what? That's the old Lisa. I don't have anything to prove anymore. So I stay in an Airbnb. It's super cute. And I drive up to get the spray tan. I notice it's across the street from the Peninsula. But when you get a spray tan, you got to wear a schmata.
Yeah.
Like a freaking house
big
coat.
Calf tan. Mm-hmm.
Like a freaking, but no, in my case, it was a house coat with the snaps like grandma used to wear and slippers. So I'm walking outside the Peninsula with a freaking house coat and slippers for my $45 coupon spray tan.
That's great.
I said, if these people see me in my rented Nissan Sentra, they're going to be like, boy, the mighty have
what
fallen.
Happened?
But that part of me goes, wait a minute, that's my choice to not prove anything anymore. I don't have to prove I'm a mental patient with slippers, but it has to be someplace in between. Right. You know what I'm saying? Does this make sense to you?
I like the new grounded spray tanned
house coat
wearing salt of the earth with the fake tan. Like if Gandhi was, you know, wasn't really tan.
But yeah. You don't understand. I have the whitest skin on the planet.
Passing the Peninsula with a single tear rolling down her cheek.
Now there'll be a tan streak.
Listen, you got to do it. You got to do it just like if you're a Fox News anchor chick, you got to get your teeth whitened. It's not for you. It's because everyone else on the network has got their teeth whitened. And now you have to do it because you're going to stand out. If you do ballroom dancing, you better get the spray tan.
Right.
Not for you, but everyone else is
everyone
doing it.
Everyone else is judging me.
Ben Kingsley did it to play Gandhi.
He did.
That's right.
See? But we know Ben Kingsley cannot address an audience live, as Adam said.
He has some stage experience, I would imagine, but not a robust background like you and
no,
not a road comic.
God,
that's the greatest picture. Like, could we just be the best picture of all time? Like, you know, maybe you say, oh, the Marines putting the flag like, up at Iwo Jima. That's okay, but this is better.
The sailor kissing the Betty on the street
it's
after World War II.
It's fine.
Those are iconic for
this
a reason.
This is 2,000 words.
This is better. Yeah. All right, let me tell you about Simply Safe, my kind of home security. They do not screw with you or squeeze you for every penny. Make promises they can't keep or lock you in a long-term contract. They're not a gadget that watches your front porch or... or, you know, gives you an alert if someone says snooping around that front porch. No, no. If someone comes in that side window, you want to know, and that's why we have Simply Safe. Simply Safe watches every room, window, and door, 24/7 professional monitoring and police dispatch, built to withstand power outages, cut landlines, and more. Practically invisible, very small sensors. Batteries last up to 10 years, and they blend in. You don't even know they're there. Peel and stick, up and running in under an hour. 50 cents a day with no contract. So visit SimplySafeAdam.com. Free shipping and a 60-day money-back trial. Two eyes, SimplySafeAdam.com. All right, Gina, one and a half more.
Oh, perfect. Well, the unusual death of a woman's dog in Virginia has sparked outcry and debate, and I do mean outcry, over whether it's okay to kill a pet, a healthy pet, and bury it with its owner if that's their dying wish.
Oh.
So a Shih Tzu named Emma was euthanized and cremated in March as, yep, as per its owner's will.
Wow.
The dog was put down despite being totally healthy.
6-year-old dog.
and shelters were begging the estate not to do this and said, we will find someone to take this dog. In Virginia, pets are considered personal property. And according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, vets are allowed to perform euthanasia in these cases.
I like this. And I'll tell you why. Because when I was a kid, every third story was like, and she wants to be buried in her Rolls Royce. And they'd show like the Rolls Royce going into the grave. And I felt the way pet lovers. I'm a car lover. I don't like pets, but I like cars. Sure. I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful car. What are you doing? There used to be a lot of requests. Wants to be buried with.
Right. And also left the estate to the dog.
That was good. Love that.
Left $1 million to the dog.
Nice. There was a lot of that. So this is a little bit of a new take on that.
You know who I think did that, but I could be wrong. But, you know, I follow the cat on Instagram. Karl Lagerfeld's cat Choupette.
Mm-hmm.
It was his life, his pride and joy. There literally people followed this cat around all day with a journal and would have to report to him several times a day what Choupette was doing. And when Karl Lagerfeld died, which I believe happened, I swear I saw this on Choupette's Instagram, Choupette was in like a mourning veil and said how much she missed Daddy. So
I've never hated the fashion industry so much. Like I was so happy when he died, but now I'm even happier. Is that
Lagerfeld was like the greatest. He was the insult designer. He's like, I don't care for her. Her face is puffy. She looks like a pig.
He was the queen of mean.
Like, he would just say, he had the combination. He was gay, right?
No.
Come on.
I don't know.
The designer with the cat?
Loved his cat.
All right.
Let's see.
Here's the thing. When you have
with the morning veil on.
Okay, I hate that
there cat. There are two. Here's your license to say whatever the fuck you want about hot chicks. First, gay. You've removed your cock from the equation, right? Like, I don't want to fuck you. Like, most of the nice things guys ever say to hot chicks is because there's the outside chance we could fuck them.
Right.
You've now removed that completely from the equation. You have gay and a weird accent. And when you're gay and you have a weird accent, you can say the meanest things in the world to anybody's face anytime, and no one really can pin you down.
That's the premise of Bruno. That's why I got away with everything.
Right. No one can ever. There's some translation, and you're gay. Those are the two. Those are the two elements
you're
that you
king.
Need.
And
you have. Alone, they're like good, but together, unstoppable
weaponized.
Force of criticism that no one can ever really take serious umbrage with. Like, people are like, that guy's a little persnickety, but they're like, I think there's a fucking douche.
Nope.
Like, fuck that guy. Like, really, he would say he had great statements.
Yeah.
I don't you have
lots of sound bites.
Find any Lagerfeld, like, just talking about different models or I guess celebrity women and stuff like
her
head is fat like a lollipop.
While they're looking that up, I'll just give you Choupette's last statement about Karl Lagerfeld.
Uh-huh.
And this is written from the cat's perspective. Dear darlings, following the recent loss of Daddy, I went into mourning. Uh-huh. While this has been a heartbreaking time, you've flooded my DMs with love and support. Reading each message, I found my voice again, inspiring me to put my best paw forward with the commemorative R.I.P. Daddy collection. So...
enough.
There
said.
You go.
Yeah.
I can't stand that person. Like, who's writing that for that cat?
I don't know. Who's the ghostwriter?
If something happened to me, God forbid, and my dog, Phil, had a blog, he'd just be like, who's feeding me? Big question mark.
No, that'd be it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
All right, now I get the whole left side of the bed. That's what Phil's thoughts would be.
All the slippers I can eat.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's do a half a one.
All right. Well, some bad news for a teenage boy in Malaysia who I guess wasn't dating anybody at the time. He did get his penis stuck in a metal sewage pipe while he was using it for sex, according to the Sun news outlet. He was 16. He had to be freed with a circular saw after trying to get it on with this waist-high sort of sewage pump that is no longer in use. However, during the act, his genitals swelled up so much, it was stuck in the pipe. So they cut the pipe, but it was still attached to his penis. They desperately tried to free him. It couldn't get done.
That sounds like we're laying the groundwork for the worst fucking Marvel superhero ever.
Pipe dick.
Like, it sounds like, well, he was bit by a radiated spider, you know, but this is like, they do some really flimsy backstory. Yeah, yeah. He was part of a military experiment, and now it's like, all right, now he can fly or burn things with his eyes.
The worst X-Man ever.
This is just laying the groundwork for that story.
But it's a solid backstory. Yeah.
Fantastic foreplay.
The pipe fitter.
Yeah.
So they eventually had to take him to the hospital, cut it loose with, and there apparently there's a video, but I couldn't find it. It was taken down, but of just sparks flying next to this kid's schlong, trying to get this pipe off.
Well, you would use a carborundum blade to do that.
I
could free that guy's hog.
Is that like a circular saw? Because that's what they use.
All right, there's hypoid saws. Hypoid saws, the gear where the motor faces this way, like a skill saw. Then there's a circular saw. It's just a circular saw. I would bet you that they used a right angle grinder and
this
not
is amazing.
A circular saw with like a 4-inch right angle grinder with a carborundum blade, not a carbide blade. That's for cutting non-ferrous metals.
Now I'm really getting interested.
But you need a carborundum blade for cutting iron.
Okay.
Like this would have been.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you find a video of it at the hospital, I guarantee it's a wheel. It's not a saw.
Like
it's
a
not
back a circular saw.
No. It's not going to go back and forth. Mm. It's not going to be a reciprocating saw or a bayonet saw or a sawzall.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be a wheel.
Okay. I don't know how we're going to top this.
Thank you, Hugh.
Actually, Hugh's finally interested. He's actually genuinely interested.
Finally a topic he likes.
You have some Lagerfeld quotes?
Yeah, I could read a few of them here. So,
Names we recognize that he's talking about?
Oh, good. Yeah. Kate Middleton has a nice silhouette, and she's the right girl for that boy. I like that kind of woman. I like romantic beauties. On the other hand, her sister struggles.
Whoa, struggles.
I don't like the sister's face. She should only show her back.
Pippa?
Wow.
Pippa. Isn't Pippa hot?
Pippa
she's
was pretty. Super
she's
hot.
No Kate, but she's pretty.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. She's sexy.
I like her.
Pippa was the
I like the name.
Upper hand.
I like the name.
Pippa Middleton.
I got to see you side by side.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
The thing at the moment is Adele. She's a little too fat, but she has a beautiful face and a divine voice.
It's actually true.
Right. What a compliment, Carl.
Just saying, when you're not interested in fucking, you can say what it's impunity. You say whatever you want. Like I always said, there's F you money, and then there's F me money, which is even more. Yeah. But there's also F my dick money, which is I'm not interested in your entire sex. Like none of you on that side of the aisle have any interest for me and my schwan. So I'll say whatever I please.
You say whatever you want and you see whatever you want because those are the girls showing their new boob jobs and stuff to the gay guy. Not to you.
They do.
Yeah.
Does it say what year that Adele quote was?
No.
Because that's the thing. Nowadays you couldn't get away with that.
Well, Carl. Timeless.
Well, you know, everyone, but the body positivity, God forbid you point out somebody, you should lose a few pounds, then you're the bad guy. Or I'm the bad guy.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Just be who you are, you whore!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
You have a video of them sawing the guy's hog off.
Try not
to. Oh, my God. Yeah, it is circular.
What is that?
Now I'm really getting interested.
It's gas-powered. It's gas powered. It's circular.
They're all holding on.
It is a carburetor blade, and it is gas powered, and it is what they the fire department would use to get someone out of a car. All right, this is hold on. This is way too much tool for this tool.
This tool. Yeah. Yes.
This is interesting.
Wow.
I mean, also, how do you not take it off?
That thing runs off like gasoline and two-stroke oil. Like, everyone in that room is going to be lightheaded.
They have a little
you
paper,
all
man.
Have earned your pay right now.
All right. Last but not least, let me hit JB Weld for big or small repairs around the house, in the garage. JB Weld Epoxy Adhesives is our sponsor for this show. We love these guys. I use them all the time. I gotta be the only podcaster on the planet who's super excited when they give me that chub pack. They give me that box of like all the super glue and all the epoxies and the two part stuff and all their adhesives.
Corolla's excited.
I am. JBWeld.com is where you go, and a Home Depot and Lowe's and AutoZone and everywhere else. Cedric the Entertainer is gonna be on tomorrow, so we'll say hi to him. I'm doing live shows, Denver, Portland, Monterey, Palm Beach. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live stand-up shows and live podcasts. And enjoy my stand-up special, not Taco Bell material. Go to Chassis, Chassy, and see all the offerings there. Lisa Lampanelli. Yeah. Let Lisa help. Now, it's coming out June 5th, and you can check her website at lisalampanelli.com. Always great to see you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. This was fun.
And until next time, Adam Carolla for Lisa Lampanelli, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian. Good sports next. Saying mahalo.
I like stupid men.
Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla are coming up next. Today's episode of Good Sports.
Good Sports. It's time for a sports segment. Good Sports. It's time for Ace and Dave. Good Sports. It's time to get it started. NFL highlights. Mixed martial arts fights. Riffing on bad Stallone movies. Raking the fruits of the
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new week, one day delayed in favor of Memorial Day. Also, a happy birthday to one Adam Carolla. Dave Damashek here, the aforementioned birthday boy. Adam Carolla over there. What's happening with you? And welcome back to another week of Hot Sports Talk, Ace.
I was watching some Hot Sports highlights the other night on basketball, and I was really thinking about our statement of not following your shot and like in crucial, you know, 3-point crunch time end of the game. And I was watching a fella shoot the ball, and he did the thing where he held that hand up, you know, like, come on, come on. Mm-hmm. And it hit the rim short. And he still had the hand, like a hand up was up for like a 2 Mississippi after that thing was woefully short. And I just thought, I don't know. This is an interesting proposition, which is nobody wants to see guys in tight, shiny shorts like Bob Cousy doing chest passes. You know, we all want that thing where Showtime and Magic Johnson's going down the court. It's a no look. By the way, the look, pass, and then no look. That's the lamest move I've ever seen in my life.
Well, how do they convince NFL QBs, hey, you got to carry the fake out? Like, all right, you handed the ball off 4 seconds ago, Peyton Manning. You don't have to actually do the fake throw of the football now.
Yeah, that is the throw. But listen, the football equivalent to the look, pass, and then no look while the ball's 7 feet away from you going the other direction. It's kind of the version of the kid who didn't get any playing time in the Pop Warner football game rubbing some dirt on his uniform as he before he leaves the field so it can look like he was in the fray. The no look is great. The no look after the pass, no bueno.
I have to admit, on more than one occasion in baseball, I would put the lamp black on under my eyes, even though I knew there was no chance I was going to be doing anything baseball related other than sitting in the dugout.
The fact that that stuff be then
it's awesome looking though.
It became a sticker. Oh, the best. I mean, the best look is the lamp light that's been all rubbed out because you've been crying and sweating and working and toiling. You know, that you're such a gladiator that even your clown makeup can't stay on.
No, mine was pristine at the end of at the end of seven innings.
I like the fact that they made stickers for that.
I don't like that.
I don't either. You're right.
Although it was a horrid mess. Yeah. I don't know what it was about the consistency of that stuff that it was impossible to wash off, you know? And if you ever dared to touch your clothes with it. Anywho, let's talk about another sport, Ace. Mm. I wanted to get you in as soon as possible here. We have some mutual pals here vying to hoist the chalice, the Stanley Cup that I have actually hoisted over my head and drank Iron City beer from and watched 66 Mario Lemieux hoist it higher than it's ever been hoisted before. Times five as it happens. Anyhow, right now we have your pal, John Hamm, his St. Louis Blues, going against your pals, Kevin Hench, Bill Simmons. Actually, you know Joe Buck, too. He likes the St. Louis Blues. And you've had Chris Long on the show, another wonderful fellow. Blues or Bruins fans? Who are you rooting for this time around, Ace?
Well, it'd be nice to see the city of Boston get some kind of victory.
That's where my head's at.
So, because you feel for that town, they're beleaguered. Like that town is like they got to be out of champagne and ticker tape, right? Like they literally like they're gonna hit a shortage of celebratory items because that's all they do. Like I wouldn't even like when the when the Patriots get done going down Main Street, I wouldn't put the floats away. I'd go, no, keep them out because, the hockey team or the baseball team or the Red Sox, they'll go ride them on the way back. We'll just leave them out. They'll be here in a couple of weeks. Why mothball all this stuff? It's too expensive.
You're so right. And by the way, you should have seen the, because once the Blues got over the hump and now they're into the Stanley Cup final, you should have seen the email chain that it spawned within our fantasy football league. You can imagine.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Sal, Simmons, Hench, Ham. Then I got into it a little bit, and Hench fired back quickly. Oh, where are you getting into this one, Sheck? This has nothing to do with Pittsburgh. Let me know when next time you want to hear about the Pirates, the team that was relevant last in 1979. Good stuff.
Well, you're dealing with professional writers, you know, so like you're dealing with roofers, their emails aren't as snarky.
Oh, it was quite mean-spirited throughout.
If the Bruins win, how many Boston-related victories are we talking about in the last 5 years?
I mean, they would have won, so this would be, I think, the Bruins' second Stanley Cup in about that stretch of time. Obviously, the Patriots have won three recently, just in this decade now, I think. They're up to three now. Red Sox have won two, I think, just this decade. Four overall. Am I right about that math? The Celtics won at least one this century. It's all gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's overwhelming. So we go St. Louis Blues. Obviously, we root for the Blues. I do, and St. Louis hasn't won in like 50 years or some version of that.
And in fact, the Bruins beat them in 1970. Bobby Orr scored the overtime game winner. It's that famous. Surely you've seen that image of Bobby Orr looking like Superman, parallel to the ice.
I'm going to give you two guys. Two guys you can't hang with, but you tell me the guy you couldn't hang with more. I'll give you two examples torn from the pages of my own life. Mm. One fella is the fella that when you're in a sort of crowded parking lot or something, like it's a thing where you're leaving a sporting event or something, and you're trying to back your car out, and there's people walking around and pushing things and stuff like that, and you've got the car in reverse. The car started. The reverse lights are on. You're slowly like creeping, moving, stopping, looking in the mirrors, trying to look at people walking by the front of the car and by the back of the car. And then at some point, the guy who chooses to walk so close to the rear bumper of your car that his jeans are actually buffing the bumper of the car. Mm-hmm. And then as you inch backward, in a total context, like there's parking spots, your car's
in a parking lot. That's the context.
You're halfway out of your space, and he's got his... Excuse you. It's got a bang on
buddy.
Yeah, it's got a bang on the trunk lid. Because you're way out of... Because he acts like he's in his living room.
That's exactly.
And
where did this car come from in a parking lot?
I was playing Connect Four with my special needs child in my home, and all of a sudden, you come through the curtains in your SUV. No, we're in a parking lot. It's Dodger Stadium, and
the game's over.
The game's over, and the car's halfway out of the spot, and the lights are on, and the car's running. You should not be...
It's a great point. It's not 1 p.m. at the mall where some people are coming and some people are going. Everybody's going in one direction. Out!
Right. And... He's leaving no buffer zone between your back bumper, and he's completely put off that you would attempt to back your vehicle. It's like you tried to run him over. This is an assassination, essentially, in his mind.
All right, good guy.
That guy.
Right.
Or this guy, the guy I always bring up, the guy you see at the Super Bowl party where the Patriots are playing Carolina or whoever. One team is snake bit. They've never won a Super Bowl in the franchise history, and the other can't fit enough rings on it. They have to get the second hand out for the rings. And with no association with the city or the team, they're just rooting for the perennial favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Patriots. I like the Patriots. Why? Why? What? The other team hasn't been to the Super Bowl. The other Patriots won the last three Super Bowls. They have not been. I like Brady.
Yeah, like, look, if you got 8K on it, then I get it.
Right.
If it's just that you're rooting for the Patriots because you like them, then that makes you a front runner.
Who less? Who could you hang with less? Which individual? And they may be the same guy.
At least I would get the delight of ripping that guy over the ensuing 4 hours. Why are you rooting for this team again?
Right.
The other guy will just have me stewing the rest of my night and regretting that I didn't run him over when I had the chance.
All right. Good answer. Let me tell you the right answer when it comes to Daily Fantasy. Yahoo Daily Fantasy. Best time of the year to be a sports fan, man. NBA, NHL playoffs are underway. MLB, PGA, all the important initials. All the seasons are picking up. You want to get a little closer to the action? Yahoo Daily Fantasy is for you. They offer single day and week-long contests so you can pick a new team every day. Don't play with the other sites that charge you high fees just to play. Yahoo's lower fees means more prizes for you to win. So go to yahoo.com/dailyfantasy. And find the contest that's right for you. Try the 50-50 contest where the top half of the field wins. I like those odds. Or you can try Yahoo's innovative quick match feature where they'll pair you up with another player of your skill level. So use the promo code POD25. That's POD25. And get $25 in free play when you make your first deposit. Yahoo.com/dailyfantasy.
Yahoo! Right. Good stuff, Ace. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports out. Good
sport. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on the Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a thumbs up on Facebook at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail with your questions and comments at 888-634-1744. Come out to Bands in the Sand this Saturday at Sea Legs. On the beach. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangry events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com and stick around for AP News.